This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing you a brand new company that's never been on our show before. And you better pay attention because I believe that they're just about to take off. They're trading at 0003, grossly undervalued. We're talking no other than Optimum Cyber Systems. And what they are, they're a technology consulting firm. They're based in Houston, Texas, that has developed a platform to analyze, identify, and mitigate cybersecurity vulnerabilities, which is really huge out there in the business world. And as my understanding is that they can do a platform to scale anywhere, any size business from a one-man shop to a Fortune 500 company, and it's also transferable to any industry. Well, they trade on the OTC markets, and write down this ticker symbol. It's OCSY, and with us today is the president of the company to discuss about his new cybersecurity platform, George "The Rock" Rutherford. George, welcome to the show.
Well, thanks, Everett. I appreciate it. Pretty much to describe what we do is that we provide cyber security consulting services to protect company executives and board directors from criminal and civil liabilities that, you know, are associated with any kind of data security breach. Essentially, I guess you could say we're a risk management and mitigation business.
How did you guys come up with this particular cyber platform?
Well, like I said, just on the board of directors itself, in the management, we have a couple hundred years of cyber security. So we're not new to cyber crime, but we recently launched the platform in the healthcare sector because when you think about protecting health care facilities, and I'm talking about hospitals, nursing homes, doctor's offices, from cyber threats that can, you know, manipulate medical devices or can steal patients' records.
Absolutely.
It becomes staggering when you think about it. I know that we already have in contact with over 500 hospitals. So when you think about growth of the company and how it grows, our potentials are basically unlimited with the consultancy that we offer on a continuing contract. So there's no real average cost except by the environment we're dealing in, because a contract can run from a few thousand dollars to seven figures.
Recently, I read in one of your press releases, you guys did a license agreement with Global Security for about $2.5
million. $2.5 million, which that will be concluding here in the next few weeks. We also will be doing after we do that, we'll be over on Fox News on the business channel up on, I think it's on the 25th, on News of the Street. We were invited up to be on that show with the, and we're real excited when you guys contacted us to do an interview on your show.
Well, you know, I spotted your company about 3 or 4 months ago, and what I wanted to know, and I don't know a lot about the cyberspace, so I'm hoping you'll be my trusted advisor here. How many players are in the market, and what makes your company so different from theirs?
Well, great question. We have recently announced that we've developed platforms to protect cryptocurrency exchanges from the threat of hacking that they're going through.
Right.
And, of course, the mortgage industries and shipping industries. And we just added General Beasley to our board, who he'll be heading up our defense contract in cybersecurity. But if you think about it, what we do is we provide consultation and context where we're not married to any particular vendor in the IT space. We always recommend the best solutions for our customers' environment, because, like with cybersecurity, is, you know, to quote it, is the place to be. that what that does is it basically brings in people that do a security contract or a mass size check, and then they walk off, and you're left with not really having all the answers that you need. That's where OCSI is so different.
My guest today is Optimum Cyber Systems. They trade on the OTC Pinks, ticker symbol OCSY. And with us today to talk about his company is George Rutherford. He's the president of it. George, let me ask you this. You mentioned that Optimum was currently developing a unique solution for the medical and cryptocurrency exchanges. How large are these markets? You know, and I don't want to put you on the spot, but look, you know, the bottom line is that when you have revenues, your stock grows and stuff like that. So maybe you could answer us how big the markets are, and maybe where do you see your revenues approximately in 2018?
Well, we really just started into the marketing standpoint a few couple of months ago. Just two small contracts is worth, you know, over $500,000 to us, but when you think about the industries itself, the health industry, of which right now we're formulating engagements with over 500 healthcare organizations, but even with that, last year the health industry were up by 60% in as far as from 2017 figures that just came out last week. But if you talk about cryptocurrency exchanges, they've lost more than $3 billion last year. If you think about the mortgage companies, if you think about the hospitals, each of them have been hacked at well over $3 billion. So we're right now in this industry, as far as cybersecurity, we're looking at more than $30 billion that's been hacked away.
Wow. You guys concentrate more on the B2B, the business to business. You're not really looking to do the onesie twosies with consumers, or am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong. Obviously, because it takes the same engineering people to go in and set up, whether it's a two or three node shop or whether it's a large facility like a hospital. And it's only because of the time, you know, that we do. And generally speaking, people forget, though, that when we come in, it's, you know, people say, well, gee, you guys are expensive. No, because we have insurance companies that literally have come to us now and want to add our cyber vulnerability assessment, our CVAs, want to add that to before they will issue errors and omissions insurance for the boards of directors. Because it's sort of like the ex-FBI director said, there's people that have been hacked by China, and then there's those people who've been hacked by China, but they don't know it yet. So it's with that kind of a intro, it's absolutely unlimited marketplace, and they're talking about cybersecurity right now. We're more than 100,000 cyber experts short in this industry. So it's a great industry for people to be in.
On your platforms, do you need any patent protection, utility patents or visual patents? Can you bring us up to speed on that?
Well, actually, there are several projects we have that we are working through with the patents on, but we're not at this time announcing them, although we do utilize our knowledges of that in the whenever we come in to do a vulnerable assessment.
My guest today is George Rutherford. He's the president of Optimum Cyber Systems. They trade on the pink sheets, OCSY. I believe their stock is grossly undervalued at 0003. George, in closing here, is there anything that you would like to get out to my listeners that maybe we didn't get a chance to touch upon?
Well, I think one thing I try to let people know about their cybersecurity and why it's such a big thing with the healthcare industry and why we chose that as the first place to institute our technologies is because If you think about it, hospitals and mortgage companies, they know more about you than the IRS.
Yes.
And if I wished so, Everett, I could go right now on the dark web and buy information about you.
That's amazing.
And it's not expensive. So with the fact that Intel, all their chips now that are out there in everyone's computers, has a back door to it that was just announced a couple of weeks ago with Spectre. It continues. There's always another new angle, and that's what you need optimum cybersecurity for, because with our systems, we can give you that peace of mind. And whether it's someone trading on a crypto exchange or whether it's someone concerned about their information that's held by a mortgage company, or if they're concerned about the health of the hospital they're in. All of these things, even though some of them have regulations within them, like a hospital has a regulation that they have to do a vulnerability, it doesn't say when they have to do it. So if a hospital doesn't want to spend the money for it, that's why there's lawsuits all the time. That's why one of our board of directors is actually an expert witness right now in 18 different cases.
Amazing.
Where people have died from the lack of them, the hospital, and the directors taking care of it. So it's going to be a very short time before all insurance companies will require that any kind of a board member or executive to get errors and omissions insurance is going to have a CVA, computer vulnerability assessment done for the records, or they won't get the insurance.
I think that we're just in the first inning of cybersecurity vulnerabilities with the hostageware, where they come and take your website hostage and you got to pay them so much money. George, it is a pleasure to have you on my show. I hope that you come back in 40 or 50 days. Please give us some more updates. I'm fascinated about the space that you guys are in, and I think you're at the right place at the right time, and I think your stock is completely undervalued.
Thanks so much, Everett. We appreciate the time.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.